From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Dutch-led panel releases its findings, an investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine finds the plane was shot down by surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday with a partially reconstructed portion of the plane looming in the background. The chairman of the Dutch Safety Board said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. He said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. Militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the attack an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against the Islamic State group. The two rockets struck the embassy compound Tuesday as hundreds of people rallied outside in support of Russia's two-week-old military campaign in Syria. There was no immediate report of casualties. Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is holding talks in Russia Tuesday as part of an effort to forge an understanding between Russian and U.S. forces. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against with the bill, with 13 abstaining. European Union observers say despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The comments Tuesday from the EU observer team and its chief Frank Engel are at odds with what opposition candidates are saying. This is VOA News. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Robert Berger reports.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Israeli analyst Moshe Amirav believes Israel should make the first diplomatic move.
We are the strong one. We are ruling the West Bank and Jerusalem. It's up to us to initiate new ideas and arrangements with the Palestinians.
Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats hoping to become the next U.S. president get their turn Tuesday as they take the stage in Las Vegas for their first debate of the 2016 election campaign. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be at the center of attention. Recent polls put her in the lead with about 40% support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at 25%. Also running is former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. The United States military says it has conducted a major air and ground operation with Afghan forces in southern Afghanistan, killing numerous al-Qaeda militants. The military says the operation was launched on October 7th in Kandahar province and was concluded Sunday. It says more than 200 American and Afghan forces took part in the offensive. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing two former U.S. Air Force psychologists, James Mitchell and Bruce Jensen, who together designed a harsh interrogation program for the Central Intelligence Agency. The Civil Liberties Group accused the psychologists of developing an interrogation regime that relied on beating, sleep deprivation, starvation, waterboarding, and other methods that caused physical and psychological harm to prisoners. The controversial program, aimed at forcing suspected terrorists to divulge information, was carried out during the administration of former President George W. Bush. The world's two largest brewers have agreed in principle on a $106 billion merger. It will combine longtime American brewers Anheuser-Busch and Miller, along with many other global brands. China says imports plunged by double digits in September. That signals further economic weakness in China, the world's second largest economy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.